Welcome to PRSA, the podcast of the Houston chapter of the Public Relations Society of America. On PRSA, we spotlight our talented members and get to know each other a little better. If you are a PRSA Houston chapter member and don't get a chance to network as much as you'd like or are unable to attend our in-person events, here's your chance to connect with your fellow members. Welcome to PRSA. This is the Houston PRSA chapter podcast, and I'm your host, Veronica Sofer with Veronica V. Sofer Public Relations, and I'm thrilled to be your host because I get an opportunity to connect with our amazing members of this chapter. Now, if you are listening on one of the podcast platforms, you need to hit subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes of PRSA. And if you are listening or watching the video on one of our social media channels like Facebook or YouTube, give us some comments so my guest and I can go back and connect with you. Now, here on PRSA, our objective is to get to know our members a little bit better. So for those of you who haven't had an opportunity to join in any of our in-person events, don't worry, you can still meet members. You can still build your network and connect, and you do so by tuning in to the podcast. So with that, let me bring on our guest today. We have Lariah Smith. Thank you so much for joining us.
So nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, so thrilled. And so you are one of our leaders in the organization. So tell us a little bit about yourself and we'll get into a really great conversation.
For sure. So again, my name is Lariah Smith. I am a communication director at the University of Houston. A lot of our members probably know me as the vice president of the PRSA Houston chapter. And then one thing I guess we'll talk a little bit more about today is I actually am a master's student or graduated with my master's degree from the University of Houston in public relations. And so I've had some fun in all realms of public relations, and I'm excited to talk about that.
So thrilled you're here, especially because you're bringing in some fresh learning that you've been able to participate in, and then also because you're connected to PRSA. So before we get to some of the learning you're going to share, which I'm really thrilled about talking about, tell us a little bit about some of the value you've gotten out of networking in our chapter and what you hope our members can get from participating.
For sure. So first of all, I didn't participate in PRSSA at my school. I graduated from St. Edward's University. And so my introduction to PRSA was actually in the professional chapters. So I started working in Austin at a communication agency. And at that time, I was kind of looking for ways to continue to grow and learn and network in the industry. And so I think that I started asking around, but I didn't actually get around to joining a chapter there. Flash forward some years later, I work at the University of Houston School of Communication. Of course, a lot of our faculty are involved in PRSA. We have a very vibrant PRSSA chapter at the University of Houston. And just like meeting some of our different and prolific alumni, I'm like, oh, wow, people are really active in this particular organization. And so I knew our president, Felicia, when she was also at Valenti. And so, well, first of all, I went to a couple of events and I loved it. I loved the just environment and just getting to meet different people and also learn. This was back when we were doing lunches for every single month. And then I was asked to be the co-chair for last year's PR Day. And so that was just such a great experience working on a team with other communication professionals, learning and getting expertise from them. And then just going through, like, I think we worked on it for about 6 months and up until PR day. And then when it happened, everyone just kind of coming together. I got to moderate some panels with some really amazing communicators, like Juan Alanis from Market Street Consulting. And so anyhow, after that, I feel like I was just like, what else can I do? How else can I get involved? And so it's been a nice mix of just really working with some people who I very much respect and enjoy. And then also getting a chance to flex my own communication muscles.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And that's a great testimony to how this organization can support PR professionals. So let's dive right into what I'm definitely interested in. And that is some of the work you've done as a graduate student, because, you know, it's so important for us to really tune into what's happening globally, nationally, and in our own profession. We need to be responsible for how it is we show up. And I love the work you've done. So please share some of it with us.
Of course. So just kind of rewinding a little bit, I like to tell everyone that because my previous role was to be the communication manager at the Jack J. Valenti School of Communication at the University of Houston. And so they have, of course, an undergraduate program, but also a master's program. I like to tell everyone that I recruited myself to our master's program because I'm just, you know, putting together marketing materials. We're trying to outreach and recruit students. And I'm just thinking, this is an amazing program. And so anyhow, when I entered the program, I was really thinking about what it is that I want to focus on. This was in fall 2019 was the first semester. So throughout this time, you know, we're going through the pandemic, we're going through heightened conversations around social justice and social movements. And also, what does, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion look like in the public relations landscape? And so anyhow, what I focused on throughout my career, my graduate school career, is really thinking about what is it as a public relations professional that we can be doing to make sure that we're advancing some of these things, right? Creating more diverse, equitable, and inclusive workplaces. And another question was, and how are some of the people who are at the forefront of this movement, right? You're looking at like activist organizations. How do they use the tools that we have to advance their issues and to get the word out around like their causes? And so that was an interesting nosedive for me because honestly, a lot of the readings and stuff, and it's something that's acknowledged also in the field, was very much created with the corporate lens, right?
Right.
So you're
right.
Going into it thinking, okay, how do we help our business with their bottom line and justify, you know, the public relations function as a profession within this corporate landscape? But the questions are a little different if you're talking about a social movement. You're not really advancing a product, right? Instead, you're trying to impact social change and you're not really focusing on, or you may not be focused particularly on specific publics that are stakeholders that might impact the bottom line, but instead more so about like, who do I need to get in front of that's going to also spread the word about this issue? So what I ended up doing, and I thought it was a very impactful project, at least for me, is I worked on a project and I did with a local activist organization that really focuses on Black liberation. So investing in, listening to, and advancing causes around like the Houston Black community. And basically I did interviews with them to just really understand like, how do they use communication? And also, how do they work with other identity groups and other activist groups to advance their causes? And so the long story short of it, because I feel like I'm talking a lot about it because I get so excited.
Yeah, of course.
Is that I really enjoyed, and it was paradigm shifting to me because it really underscored the importance of listening to your community. Right. It was interesting talking to these people who didn't have any formal public relations training mm-hmm. and seeing how they were so naturally doing that.
PRSA is brought to you by Veronica V. Soper Public Relations. We design and execute personal visibility strategies for businesses, organizations, authors, and entrepreneurs who are ready to uplevel their brands and leverage earned media to legitimize their place in the niche. Visit us at veronicavsoper.com or connect on LinkedIn.
But one of the organizers who I met with was talking about how important it is to just provide a platform, right? A lot of times in our communication spaces, on very various levels of society, you have you basically center the same people are constantly being centered. And instead their model is how do we bring people who have historically been marginalized, right? Not just based on racial lines, but thinking about members of the LGBTQ community,
sure.
You know, all of these sorts of these organizations, how do we make it to where our movements don't center just not necessarily the central, you know, male figure or what have you, but bring in other voices. And then another part of it too, that I found very impactful is they talked about the importance of building alliances with organizations that, you know, perhaps, you know, this particular organization was focused on the state of the state for local Black residents. But, you know, there were other organizations that may have the same focus for like the Hispanic and Latinx
sure.
community. Mm-hmm. And so they were just talking about, you know, even if our audiences are technically different or what have you, we still show solidarity across movements and support each other because we're all in this collective struggle together. And then one of the things that I learned in school is, you know, about the whole lot of theories that talk about the importance of always listening, right? As PR professionals, it's important that we're open and listening to, and there's like this symmetrical communication amongst all publics
right,
that we have.
Right.
But they underscored and kind of introduced me to this concept of like, actually, no. You know, if there are people who actively and groups that are actively working against you and trying to undermine your efforts, these antagonist publics, that's actually not that you don't extend, you know, the resources to like, oh, how do I work with them or what have you? Instead, you have to take a really hard stance against it. And I think that that's something that I'm kind of seeing across the industry as well, when you're looking at how companies are taking more firm stances against, you know, people who are advocating hate and yep. violence and these sorts yep. of things across the country. So that's a little spill about.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. It's so important. And I love that at the end, you bridged it to what translates into corporate America, right? And right. So many of us in the nonprofit space or in academics, we have the ability to really tap into these deep conversations that are very meaningful, but then the practicality of how it shows up every day in public relations is a whole nother ballgame. So right. I love, Laraya, that you spent time researching that and you made that a focus. I know our members really are going to want to connect with you and dig deep into that conversation, because it's one that deserves a lot more time for sure.
Oh, please. I would love to hear that. Or I would love people, welcome people to reach out. This is something I'm very passionate about. And especially thinking about how we can, you know, whatever industry we're in, I'm in higher education, industry we're in, how do we apply that to our own work?
Yeah, for sure. Well, Laraya, how can people connect with you? What's the best way? Are you on LinkedIn? Share people how to connect.
Yeah, LinkedIn is a great place to connect with me. I am there. I'm the only Laraya Smith that should come up.
That's impressive. I'm impressed with that.
Yes. So definitely feel free to reach out to me there. I am definitely working to become a little bit more active around that. And I realize for myself, I'm always so focused on, you know, my organization or working with clients and making sure that I get the word out about them and my own personal branding. I'm like, oh, I need to spend some time on it.
Yeah, we all need to do that.
Exactly. So LinkedIn is definitely the area I'm looking to have more conversations, build more relationships through it. And I'd welcome anyone to contact me and connect with me if we're not already connected.
Sounds great. All right. Well, thank you, Laraya. I really loved our conversation. I can't wait to see you in person.
Thank you so much, Veronica. I appreciate everything you do. Super excited about the episode.
Great. All right, folks, that wraps up PRSA, this amazing episode. I hope you enjoyed it just as much as I do. If you are listening on our podcast, on any of your podcast platforms that you like to subscribe to, make sure you push that red button. We want you to subscribe to our show as well so that you get notified every time an episode is dropped. Now, if you're watching the video on Facebook or YouTube, drop us some comments so Laraya and I can go back and connect with you, because that's what it's all about. This podcast is designed to connect our Houston chapter members so that we can grow in our space and really leverage the fantastic network that we have here. So with that, we're going to wrap up this episode and we'll check you out next time.